life's getting better.
On these airwaves, America Tonight, with me, Kate Delaney. What you might have missed while you were sleeping over the weekend, George Zimmerman is back in a Florida jail. In New Mexico, they've got a wildfire raging out of control. It's sad because it's a beautiful area in New Mexico that we're talking about, and it's just getting gobbled up. It's going to be burnt out, stripped out trees by the time this is all done. And a crazy, wild twist for the Octomom. Do we care? This is the U.S. I'm telling you. Whatever you have to do to make a buck, Octomom is going to strip. Wasn't she the one who said that she was taking the high road? I don't have anything against strippers necessarily, but the Octomom, man, it's just anything for the buck. Is the thing. What happened to the reality television show? The Queen on the opposite end of the scale, never a stripper, the Queen of England, celebrates 60 years with a crown on her head, the Diamond Jubilee. The Brits are so proud that 110,000 flotilla were flying around the Thames. And she was on a boat as well, leading the charge 7 miles long. It was kind of a cool thing to look at, I gotta admit. Just looked like, you know, a piece of history, and they're jammed with boats everywhere you look. Speaking of history, Tiger Woods gets his second title of 2012, so he goes from almost Mr. Irrelevant for a short while to back on top of the heap, in a sense. And the Family Feud host Richard Dawson dies. He is the guy who came up with, well, I don't know if he came up with it, but he delivered the line so well, talking about polls. And, for example, if you were to get a midnight snack, what's the number one midnight snack that Americans would reach for? Is it pizza? Is it pancakes? Is it something else? The families would have to guess. Richard Dawson dead at the age of 79. Just a little bit of what we're going to talk about here in America on this version of America Tonight. All the nooks and crannies. I know you are wide awake. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can certainly do that at 855-266-KATE. 855-266-KATE. In the meantime, let's move in a different direction for a quick second. And the reason is because Leon Panetta knows that they've got to come up with something fast at the Pentagon. He's a Secretary of Defense. He wanted the gig. He got the dig. He got the gig and the dig. Good luck, because they're dreaming up a new defense strategy with all the cuts that are about to rain down, the extra cuts on our defense budget. And he talked about, really, what is it he's hoping will happen here? Here's Panetta.
The sacrifice of all those who fought, many of whom who died in that war, that sacrifice will yield to a healing process where we can heal the wounds of the past and build a better future for both the United States and Vietnam. We're going to refocus on the Pacific because this is an area where we confront many challenges.
He said that while he was visiting Vietnam, talking about the focus now shifting to Asia and shifting because also there's only a couple of chips left on the table, and where are you going to spend those precious few dollars, that those precious few fake dollars that we have left, since we just keep printing more money and more money. Not to start off on a sour note, mind you. Moving from Panetta to the president of Syria, Bashar Assad, who was saying that last week's slaughter, that they had nothing to do with it, meaning the Syrian government, See if you can make out anything that Assad is saying here.
في مستهل لهذا الدور التشريعي نتذكر إخوة كان من المفترض أن يكونوا معنا اليوم تحت قبة هذا البرلمان يشاركوننا هذه الورشة الوطنية الكبرى لكن رصاص الغدر حال دون ذلك استشهدوا لمجرد أنهم صمموا على حمل المسؤولية الوطنية.
Yeah, I couldn't make anything out. Could you make anything out there? He's just basically saying that they had nothing to do with the slaughter of people and then some monster must have done it and that it wasn't the Syrian regime. I don't know that anyone's buying anything that Assad's saying these days. He has the good fortune of the fact that in a sick way, he can't just fly into Syria because at this point, unless there's some cooperation with other allies, and the UN gets it together or whatever, that we cannot afford to be boots on the ground in Syria like we've been in a few other places in the Middle East. Not going to happen. Not going to happen. I don't believe it. I think that once the troops are out of Afghanistan, and then once it just becomes a diplomatic mission, we're still spending $5-6 billion. How could we possibly, what could we possibly do Syrian-wise? How much money can we afford to spend? I mean, ultimately, that becomes the question. Whether we see these atrocities, look at it and say, oh, it's just awful. And it is awful. But where do you go from here when you know you have 2 cents, real 2 cents in your pocket? And the answer is you don't have a lot of places to go. Speaking of going places, George Zimmerman didn't have a lot of places to go. The judge late on Friday revoked his bail. He had to turn himself in by Sunday. He did. The reason why, supposedly, is because the prosecution complained saying that Zimmerman had more money than he disclosed. He had $135,000. His wife said they were indigent. So that's a problem for the court because it's lying to the court. But Zimmerman and his family are not safe around that Samford courthouse. So I'm sure the judge would have preferred for him to stay somewhere not in the vicinity. And he's there after his bail was revoked. We'll see ultimately the kind of magic pixie dust that Mark O'Mara, his attorney, is going to throw out there, but he's a guy who posted $15,000 on April 20th. He was charged with killing Trayvon Martin, who was unarmed in February, 17-year-old. And there's been a nationwide debate, certainly on America Tonight, we can feel it, about whether race was involved in the shooting, what about the Stand Your Ground law, all that stuff. And the bottom line is that this should have never happened in the first place. And we all know it, but you can't put the genie back in the bottle. So we'll see what the Zimmermans come up with to describe what happened with the $135,000. But it's the judge is not happy with this. We're happy, and we're going to meet you in just a few here as we turn over to the B-side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams.
Segment here on the show. Don't forget to take part in our poll. What's your favorite midnight snack? You can do that by hitting me up at americatonight.net or going to press 4 and saying America Tonight poll or calling us at 855-266-KATE. Wake up, America. I know you're out there eating pizza right now as I speak. All right, you might have been, if you're not doing it now, you might have been doing it earlier, eating pizza, that is. And while you were eating pizza, were you watching any sports? Were you watching sports? Yes, if you were watching some sports, then you might have realized that Tiger Woods is back in the winner's circle. It's been enough time. We're a forgiving nation, right? We don't care what he did with what women, whatever. Who cares at this point? He comes back with a big win at Jack Nicklaus's tournament, which is a good thing because Phil Mickelson collapsed and ran away. But a different story for Tiger Woods. He wins his second tournament of the year out of the gate. So maybe he's kind of turning it around. Here's what first Tiger Woods said, and then Jack, which, by the way, Tiger ties Nicklaus with his memorial win. So how apropos was that? Check out both of these guys on the Tiger Woods victory.
The only shot I missed or I tugged a double cross was the second shot on 10. Other than that, it was just every shot was exactly the same. The shape, the trajectory, I had distance control. I had it all today. Shape off tees, whatever club I wanted to hit, I could hit. That was fun to have when I needed it.
I'd like to see it happen here. That was good. That was great. And the way he did it, he just played great. I mean, when he last time he won here, what, 9? 3 years ago? I mean, he played a great tournament 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. Came here a little bit struggling then, and then just absolutely just blitzed it, and he did it again this week.
Yep. He finished at 9 under, won the Memorial for the 5th time. So at age 36, he's 10 years younger than Nicklaus when he won his 73rd tournament at the 86 Masters. How about that? By the way, just for fun, I'm going to throw this in because sports like politics, like business, has a lot of records in it, right? Sam Snead holds the PGA Tour record, 82 wins. 82 wins. So Tiger Woods is at 73. He had a two-putt birdie on the 15th. He hit an 8-iron over the green at the par 3 16th. Had a brutal lie buried in the rough, the pin 50 feet away, getting my drift along a ridge. He hits a flop shot. That's where you hit it, kind of up in the air. It plops down. That's why I call it a flopper. And what was very unlikely, goes down that slope. You heard him talking. Away from the pin, could come out too strong. What happens? He takes the two steps, hits the uppercut. The ball falls to the right side of the cup. Everybody goes crazy. So Tiger had been struggling. Maybe the struggle is over now at this point. Not struggling. You know, we do our cheap movie reviews heading into the weekend during one segment, and I talk about the box office pull, and I talk about, you know, what I think would be a good movie, and regardless of whether it's going to have big box office pull or not. But Snow White, once again, this is the second Snow White movie in less than 6 months, and yet it still seems to resonate. I don't know if it's with young girls, preteens, parents going to, or what it is. But talk about putting a bite on the box office. Snow White, $56.3 million. This is Snow White and the Huntsman. So does that mean Charlize Theron is a better nasty witch than Julia Roberts, who is in Mirror? Here's a little clip of the movie and what Charlize Theron had to say about really knocking it out of the park.
Mirror on the wall. Who is fairest of them all?
Dallas in 100 days, so I love the fact that we're going to do the interview like this. This is going to sound good. This is what the lightning is. The whole idea about getting struck by lightning. All right.
Well, you know, I live in Orlando. They say it's the lightning capital of the world, so.
Yeah, I know. I know. My family lives in Tampa. I love it. All right. Here we go. Thanks, Donovan. We're ready. Here we go.
Whoops.
Welcome back to America Tonight, coast to coast, and, of course, all those nooks and crannies in between. One thing we all have in common...
Oh, we're going to fade down here. That was one of my favorite interviews. It is like being struck by lightning when you live in Dallas and you've got bad weather compared to the lightning capital of the world, which is Tampa. So how about that? You learned a little piece of trivia there. Well, I think she had to feel like she was struck by lightning, the Charlize Theron, because of the fact that the box office was so big. Not that they didn't expect they would do well, but you know, it's about $20 million higher than the expectations, so that's considered a home run. It was a question mark as whether young guys would go and see it, because that's the whole action crowd thing, but you know, there must be some guys going to see it. Maybe they're taking girlfriends because you can't make that much money without a lot of people, rather, in the seats. Snow White added about $39.3 million in 45 markets. So now I guess the total with the extra is more than that. It's like 95. Woo! Big, big box office. And this is just the first week. The first week, so can you imagine a couple of weeks from now then, plus the DVDs and all that kind of stuff, you know, where it ends up. Big week this week. Got to make sure I tell you that coming up on America Tonight, there is no trifecta challenge because we already did the blind Belmont trifecta. That happened this past week. Without the post positions, we'll see how all our players do. Because if somebody wins, they clean out the prize closet. They clean it out. So how cool would that be to see somebody win? I think it would be very, very cool. Also, we're going to talk a little bit more about the whole idea of policing the big, giant, sugary sodas that people are drinking in New York City. The mayor wants to ban the cup size. So if you want to drink that amount, you got to go and get a 16-ounce and then go and get another 16-ounce, and you can have your big gulp size ultimately, but you're not going to get it in New York City. You're not going to be able to walk in and just get the giant 32 ounces or more if Bloomberg has his way. You know, it's, of course, it's all a big if that's going to happen or not. So Friday's jobs report was disappointing. Coming up this week, the president, I guarantee, is going to talk about jobs, and more jobs. The president said the economy is not creating jobs fast enough in his weekly address, saying that some serious headwinds were continuing to stall growth, like gas prices and the European debt crisis. The economy added, by the way, 69,000 jobs last month, far below the expectations of 150,000 jobs. And the unemployment rate is 8.2%. Ooh, 8.2%. What does it all mean? It means that, the numbers were nowhere near what they thought they were going to be. People are struggling to get by. And we don't care about politics, do we? It's not about politics. It's about doing something. It's about working hard no matter what year it is. There is no such thing as a lame duck Congress. It's a word that we created because so many of the people on the Hill are lame duckers now, not showing up for the votes and focusing on who knows what they're focusing on. And that in a nutshell is the problem, my friends. That's the problem. Hey, no problem here. Coming up, we got the weekly rewind, a couple of great interviews for you, including Ben Fuchs. You know, talk about midnight snacks. He would chastise me. He says it's about water and breathing better and doing a bunch of different things to just get your mind off the whole, I need to eat this and I need to eat that kind of thing. And he's right about the water because I've nailed the water and it does. It fills you up. When you drink water before meals, I used to laugh when people would say that would do the trick, but it does. It's something about filling up your stomach that you're just not as hungry as you thought you were. So maybe you can only eat half of that burger instead of the giant burger in the end. Charles in charge, filling in for Matt Johnson. Great job on the technicals. Stay with us, fasten your seatbelts, and get ready for a couple of good ones next on America Tonight.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5000. 800-875-6333 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonicsin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Fuchs for a while now. We talk a lot about Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the benefits that I've seen. You know my story. It's like I've said before, there's only two things I'm taking. One is Extendivite, the pills that I take because I was worried about the Delaney men and their heart attacks. And the other thing is really amazing. It's Beyond Tangy Tangerine. And Tangy Tangerine has given me all of those supplements, nutrients, better way to put it, that are propping me up and have really changed my life. I have more energy. And more importantly, because just for me, this is what I wanted to happen too. I wanted to see the side effects of losing weight, and that's what happens when I drag around my bottle of Tangy Tangerine, and it's with me all day long, drinking water, eating the power foods, all that great stuff, and I have so much thanks to give to Ben Fuchs, all because we ran into each other in New York City, had mutual acquaintances at the network and whatnot. We were introduced, we had a long talk, and things have really changed for me in 1 year. 1 year. How about that, Ben? It's really true.
That's so cool. That's why I do this. That's why I do this, because what you know, I think I told you this. I'm sure I must have told you this, because I say it to everybody when I start them on a program. If you could see what I see, the amount of times, the stories over and over and over again, you would understand that it's, this is not miraculous. It's just business as usual for the human body. It's how the body operates. And for some reason, and I know the reason, it's industrial, really, because of economics and because of industrial concerns, we have been led to believe that we need to eat in a way, we need to take care of our bodies in a way that flies in the face of millions of years of the design of the human body. And what we're confronting in terms of a health crisis is a reflection of how far away we have gone from how we are supposed to be using our foods and our nutrients and really living our lives. Because look what we're doing to the planet in terms of oxygen and water and pollution and everything else. Yeah. So it's just another reflection of how far away we've come from how we're supposed to be living. You know, we haven't talked about this, and I don't want to get into it, but it's just a very interesting idea that we never think about. Do you realize that the body's hormone system is regulated by light? By sunlight, by the cycles of the sun. You have rhythms of hormones that are secreted that make you happy and healthy and whole and repair, and they depend on the cycles of the sun. In the last 120 years, what we've done is we've created a 24-hour day. We have we have blocked out this cycle of night and dark, and it is wreaking havoc on every one of our hormone system, every one of our hormones through the major endocrine gland, the pineal gland, which detects light. And that's just a simple example, just one example of how far away we've come from how we're supposed to be living our lives. Nothing exemplifies it in the dietary world more than the lack of nutrients in foods. And our bodies for millions of years depended on getting nutrients and calories together. Because when you were on the African savanna, and I think we must have said this, I don't want to say it again necessarily, but if you jump on a zebra and you eat that zebra's got calories and nutrients. In the last 150, 200 years, we figured out industrially how to divorce calories from nutrients. And we're all on this quest for nutrients, and we end up eating more and more calories.
You're
right. That's why you lose the weight, is when you get on the nutrients. And I loved how you said, Kate, how it's a side effect. Because it's a side effect, weight loss. If I see another Jenny Craig commercial or NutriSlim commercial or whatever kind of commercial, weight is just the side effect. When your weight's off, it means your chemistry's off. That's what that means. So you have to readjust your chemistry. And in a perfect world, we'd be able to eat perfectly, but we can't. So that's where the BTT and nutritional supplementation comes in. And I can tell you, Kate, I've had a nickel for every person who's had a dramatic lifestyle turn in just by adding nutritional supplementation to their lifestyle. I'd be a very wealthy man. I get letters on a daily basis of people say this, and I know it seems like a miracle. It must, because they never heard this before. But to me, from my perspective, it's just the way the body works. And thank you so much for getting that. I'm so gratified and feel so validated when you get that.
Yep, the nutrients, that was completely missing for me. Absolutely.
Right.
All right, we talked about breathing. Breathing
leverage.
And oxygen and
remember leverage? Leverage? Leverage, like a little move and you get large results. I'm all about ease in my life. I'm all about just to getting things done without working too hard. In science, we call that elegance. A scientist, right? Is it nice, right? An elegant experiment is an experiment that's super, super simple, but you get a lot of results from it. That's what an elegant experiment is. So I always like leverage and elegance. So I'm always looking for quick nutritional moves. I'm always looking for simple things you could do that don't take a lot of work and don't take a lot of effort, but give you a lot of leverage. You get a lot of benefit from it. And we talked yesterday or last time about breathing, right? Tremendous amount of benefits from deep breathing. You get the longer you live in that rest and digest nervous system, which is controlled by deep breathing, the longer you will live. The more you live in that system, the more you live in the fight or flight system, the shorter you will live. That's kind of a rule of thumb. Does that make sense? Did I explain that? Okay.
Yes.
So you want to be in the rest and digest system as much as possible. That's where you grow and that's where you repair and that's where you thrive. The other system is where you survive. And most of us are like surviving. You ever see that picture of the cat hanging on by its fingernails and he says, thank God it's Friday or something? You know,
right.
That's how most of us are. We're like hanging by our fingernails, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
We're in that survival mode. In that survival mode, your body shuts down. You begin to age. Your body does not repair. It wreaks havoc on the long-term survival chances of the body, put it that way. On the other hand, the rest and digest system, that's where you grow and repair and thrive. It's regulated by deep breathing. Simple deep breathing can add years to your life. physiologically. It'll show up as lower blood pressure. It'll show up as better handling of sugar. It'll show up as not wanting to eat as much. So there's lots of ways you'll notice if you're in the rest and digest system and you're breathing correctly. Then the second thing, there's three of these things. There's more probably, but I got three of these things because they match up with what I call the triangle of disease. Remember the digestive system, the blood sugar system, and the adrenal system. So that's for the adrenal system, is this is the deep breathing. The adrenal glands regulate oxygen. Deep breathing, adrenal glands, third point of the pyramid, or the triangle. Second point of the triangle is going to be controlled by this next tip, which is super simple to do. It'll help you lose weight. It'll help with your back pain. It'll help you digest your food. It's incredibly important for your immune system, and it's awesome for blood sugar. All right? And it's one simple little thing that you can do. If you do it first thing in the morning, right? If it's first thing in the morning, you'll have more energy if you do this thing. Right? If you do it in the middle of the day, you'll have more energy if you do this thing. If you have arthritis, it'll help with your arthritis pain. If you have any constipation problems, it'll help you evacuate your bowels. This one little thing. Should we say this week or next week? This one little
thing. No, I wouldn't. Oh. Let me guess. Is it stretching?
No. That's even too complicated. That's already complicated.
Too complicated. Yes. Is it sleeping more? I don't know. What is it?
Sleeping more, not bad. Not a bad choice. You sure? Maybe we should wait till next week.
No. You gotta tell us.
You don't sound like you really care. Okay. No, I'm just kidding.
Care. I want to know.
I'm kidding. All right. But doesn't that sound good? Oh, by the way, it's practically free. Although these days to do it right, it costs you a little bit more than it used to, but it's practically free. Drink more water.
Oh.
Drink it right after meals. If you do it right after meals, it'll dilute your blood sugar. It's one of the best things you could do if you have diabetes or pre-diabetes. It'll dilute your blood sugar, especially after you have a sugary dessert meal or something you know you shouldn't have had.
Right.
Drink a bunch of water then. Drink more water. It's key for diluting blood sugar and for protecting the blood sugar system. It is a simple, easy thing to do that will go a tremendously long way towards improving diabetic markers, improving pre-diabetic markers, or preventing pre-diabetic markers from showing up in the first place. That's number one. And that's just the one thing it does is the blood sugar. But
right.
It also gives you more energy because it dilutes the blood. It gives you more blood and more blood volume, and you get more oxygen delivery to the tissues. It helps with hypertension. It helps with high blood pressure because you're getting more perfusion, more blood supply to the tissues. The pressure doesn't have to be as high, so the body relaxes. So it's great for hypertension, which makes it great for the heart. It's great for detoxification. And most important thing, the most stunning thing, is that many times we eat because we're thirsty.
Yes.
And many times when you're eating, you think you need a snack. If you do some water, a couple of glasses of water, you won't want the snack. And how simple is it to drink more water, right? It's the simplest, easiest things to do. Now, here's the thing, though. If you're drinking more water, you're going to dilute, and you're also going to lose nutrients.
Right.
A lot of water. So that's where the Beyond Tangy Tangerine comes in, right?
Yeah.
So you make sure you drink a gallon of water, but a quarter of that is BTT. So
right.
You make sure you keep those water-soluble nutrients coming through, flushing through your body. It's also great, by the way, if you feel like you're coming down with a cold, to take nutrients like water-soluble nutrients, especially vitamin C, but also the B-complex and the BTT, to take extra high doses and drink extra amount of water if you're coming down with a cold. If you're coming down with a cold, you have to catch it. You have to know when you're coming down. Once you go through the cycle, you'll have to go through the whole cold. But if you catch it early enough, you drink a whole bunch of water, do a bunch of BTT, you won't get the cold.
I love that. And you know what?
Yeah.
I'm glad you said that about water, because somebody told me, well, what about salt? What about the things you lose? You got to make sure that you put the nutrients back in.
Yes.
So that's
very
key.
Important. Very key. Absolutely. And what you can also do, and this is kind of along the same lines, is you can figure out ways to get the peels of fruits into your water, or even just a few berries into your water, into the bottom of the water. You don't have to make it berry juice or anything, but just a few berries, or even celery, or any kind of veggie that has a lot of watery, has a watery nature to it. Some of those watery nutrients will come out, and it'll be very beneficial from an electrolytic standpoint, a nutritional electrolytic standpoint, electrolytes.
Yeah.
Or in those
Love
things.
It. Love it.
There you go.
I mean, this stuff is so good. It's so
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
You don't need to be a bodybuilder to benefit from whey protein. Besides building muscle, whey protein supports glutathione production, your body's number one antioxidant and detoxifier, helps with weight loss, and may help with strength, energy, youthful appearance, and a healthier libido. Why is it that no one is reporting these broad-spectrum benefits from typical whey protein powders? Because all but one of them are damaged by heat, filtration, or chemicals. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aged. One World Whey is a brand new protein powder that retains the broad-spectrum health-giving benefits of fresh raw whey. Hundreds of people have reported tremendous improvements in all aspects of health. Kids and adults love the flavor and the effects. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
I like to see you move right across the floor.
Welcome back to America Tonight. You know, when you're driving around in your car and you see the stuff about buying gold and buying your jewelry, and some of you have actually gone in and used different services. I got one that is just going to blow you away with what he does. A buddy of mine told me about Charles Tinsley. He's the owner of American Jewelry Experts, perfect for It's Your Business. And apparently, Charles does this on-camera webcam, that is, you can watch the whole thing and feel kind of like the Antiques Roadshow. Charles, thanks for joining us on ATN.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So, first of all, explain what it is that you do. Somebody sent you, like, I have some gold jewelry, and I could be living anywhere, in Texas or in Connecticut or in Kentucky, and I send it to you, and then do you open that package on the air?
We do. That's one of the important things about our LiveView system, is that when a customer sends us items, they're able to watch us open the box that they've sent us. We open it live in front of them and begin to go through each item right there in front of them.
And so that's what you hook up with them. How do they? Is there some kind of system that you have that they can also hook into? How do they do that? Is it through webcam or Skype, or how does that work?
That's probably the most important thing about our system, is that they don't have to have special technology. They simply, each person that sends us jewelry will be scheduled to have a live appointment with us, and at the time of that appointment, our buyer will actually talk them through simply logging into our website. They don't have to have special equipment, and they simply have to have a connection to the web and a phone so that we can talk to them. And so there's nothing needed other than that computer and the phone.
Yeah, how cool is that? How did you start this? What gave you the idea? What was the impetus for saying, hey, let's try it this way?
Well, you know, the most important thing I think people need to know is that live view technology that we use is simply our way of duplicating the service that we offer to our local customers to anyone in the country. You know, most companies that buy jewelry, a customer is going to walk into a storefront location, stand at a counter, and have someone go through their personal, you know, special items here. In our case, customers in the Dallas-Fort Worth area are able to walk into our office by appointment only. They have a private interaction with the buyer in a private office with all of the tools of our trade, the microscopes and things that we use. And we just explain how it works, how we come up with values, what the value of each item is, and allow them to sell anything they want to sell or simply answer questions for them. So we wanted to expand that service to people beyond the Dallas-Fort Worth area, so we created this technology so that individuals can do the same thing. They can have that private interaction from really the most comfortable place that you can imagine, possibly in their kitchen, in their robe, drinking coffee while they're working with us using all the same tools in a virtual environment.
Yeah. What was the reaction to that? When you first started to do this, I'm sure that, you know, everything's word of mouth, as you know, and even when you advertise, it's what somebody tells somebody and then they tell somebody else. What's been the reaction to you doing this so far?
I think one of the biggest reactions is how surprised people are that they can see us full screen, HD quality, and have that synced up within a third of a second of the actual phone conversation. They get a real kick out of seeing a human being on the internet simply looking back at them and talking to them. We have so many people talk about how they feel like that you're looking right at us, and they even are curious if we can see them, which, of course, we can't. It's just an unusual experience.
Yeah, I love that. We do that on America Tonight, so people all over the country and the world actually can watch me while I'm doing the show, and there is something about that connection besides the, you know, I love radio and the power of the voice and everything else, but you add in that other element too as well with the web, and it's just pretty powerful. What kind of items, because you said whatever it is that they're also sending you, what is it that you get? What is it that you look at and kind of appraise?
The most common items are, of course, jewelry, and that would be gold, silver, or platinum jewelry, diamond jewelry. We have a lot of people send in silver items and coins and fine watches. So really, the thing that we're encouraging people to do is not just send in that first wedding ring they had or something that they feel like is very valuable, but also to simply go through the jewelry box and find all the things that they're never going to wear again. And send those in. And don't decide which things have a value, but rather, if you're not wearing it again, send it in. They're generally very surprised at how much the value is on what they would consider junk items. So all things related to jewelry and coins and watches and so on.
So, and as you said, you do have an incredible set because I've seen it. And I think that's the thing that probably you're right, that people see it and say, wow, I can't believe this. I'm seeing this live view option. This is crazy. And I also think, and I said this in the beginning before we went to you, the idea that there's no way anybody can say, well, did you get my package? I'm not sure. Did you show that? Because you're pulling the items out. So that takes all that mystery away. That has to be pretty potent.
Well, it is. In most cases, when people send jewelry into a jewelry buyer, they're simply waiting for a check to show up and then just decide if they're happy with the check or not. But we find that customers really get a kick out of being a part of the experience. Generally, if you were to send items in, there's some of those pieces you have questions about. And you're curious about how this process works and why is it worth what we've told you it's worth and so on. So that education, that understanding of why these values are what they are, seems to be one of the most important things that customers want to know. They just want to understand it.
Yeah. And what if on the scale of what people are sending in and whatnot, we talked about that a little bit, but on average, what are people getting? I mean, I'm sure it varies because somebody could really just send you a box load of stuff. And I might have just a few things and I send you the envelope, but I'm curious what the average kind of check is.
Well, it's interesting. We know exactly what the average check is for a customer that walks into our offices. It's $1,050. Now, that involves, of course, the person that brings in the single gold tooth, or it may be a $10,000 diamond ring. So you have checks as small as $25 and some in excess of $10,000. But the exact average of a walk-in customer check is $1,050. Now, we're seeing that when people send jewelry in, that average is somewhat smaller, but this is brand-new technology, and those numbers are still changing radically from a month-to-month basis. So we expect those to be somewhat lower, mainly because of customers' concerns about shipping and that whole mailing issue.
Do you get a lot of gold teeth?
I think we would all be amazed at how many gold teeth are sitting in people's jewelry boxes. There's an awful lot of it. And what else are you going to do with gold teeth?
Yeah, no kidding. You're right. It's the perfect thing to do. Why wouldn't you mine that? Why wouldn't you sell that? Absolutely. What's the biggest haul anybody has ever gotten? Biggest check anyone got?
Well, in our location, we've had customers that have come in with combinations. This is usually a situation where a family may have had an estate that they needed to liquidate to share. And we've had amounts that approached $100,000.
Wow. And were they, I mean, they knew they had stuff, as you said, because it's an estate sale or stuff that they brought from an estate. But were they surprised that it was $100,000? Was that a good moment for them?
You know, they were. I guess we all hope, you know, customers hope that they're going to get a lot more money than they really expect. And, of course, we'd love to be able to pay a lot less than we have to, but the market really dictates these values, and if we can really find that fair, real market value, most consumers get it, and they're like, you know, that's probably pretty much what I expect. I'll tell you the thing that surprises most people, especially if we're talking about estates and so on, is that there's a lot of items that people receive from parents and grandparents. They usually assume that it may be costume items, but these older groups that are passed down have surprising values. We've found some of the most amazing things that people thought were $2, $3, $4 costume items that were rare and valuable and important pieces. It's amazing how much is lost in the transfer of jewelry items and things that are passed down from family.
Yeah. People are doing these gold parties, and you offer that too. For people listening around the country, I'm curious about, there are a lot of people doing gold parties. Have you done a bunch of those?
Well, we've done an awful lot. We have to actually control how many we do because it's so time-consuming.
Mm.
But it's a powerful thing. It's important to know that over 75% of the people out there have never sold any jewelry items, even with gold being as high as it is, and with the greatest jewelry sell-off by consumers that's ever happened. But most people have never done it. There are a lot of folks that would never walk into my location or my competition that will go to a friend or family member's house because it's safe, they're comfortable, and they're surrounded by people they enjoy being around. And those people are a great, it's a great avenue to reach those people because they're the ones that have the biggest surprises and get the real win off of it.
Yeah, I love that. Great conversation. Charles Tinsley, of course, the segment is It's Your Business, owner of American Jewelry Experts. Check it out. You can see the whole live thing, AmericanJewelryExperts.com. Charles, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Can heart and